This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. We're going to spend the next few minutes in India. Lots of changes in that country these days. We'll talk about how the movie industry is modernizing in a moment. But first, to that citadel of male dominance, horse racing. It's now letting women take part. Mandy Cunningham sent this report.
It's 7 a.m. at the Bangalore Turf Club in South India. As usual, the racehorses stabled here are being put through their morning drill, whipping up dust as they canter round and round the track. 85 years ago, when this racetrack opened during the age of the British Raj, it was run by army officers and aristocrats. But now, it's been infiltrated.
Yes, Oro Dorino, come here. This is Oro Nero. He just finished his work and now he's feeling very great about himself. He's ready to do anything for his grass.
Silva Storai is a small, fiery Italian woman in her early 40s. She has several passions in life. One of them is riding around the lanes of South India on a Royal Enfield motorcycle. Another is racing horses. She's one of the women blazing the trail in Bangalore.
At the beginning it was difficult, mostly because it's such a competitive field. So I saw it different from my point of view, being a woman. If you win, the horse is good, and if you lose, you are not good enough. So that's the way they see me.
Storai, who came to India 20 years ago, has become one of India's top women jockeys. True, there aren't many, but she's also led the way in setting up the country's first female racing syndicates. She believes women can overhaul the sport's rather tawdry image.
The way they look at racing is completely different. It's fun, it's colourful, and much more sporty. If the horse win, where they put the money or they didn't put the money, doesn't matter. I mean, they start screaming at the 800-meter marker, like, you know, you're still halfway to go and it's already cheering you up.
We're none of us gamblers. We tremble to put even 100 rupees because we think that brings bad luck to our horse.
Former stage actress Judy Bedapa always wanted to be the owner of a racehorse. So when Indian racing rules changed several years ago to allow syndicates of up to 10 people, which made owning a racehorse more affordable, she was among the first women to sign up.
You buy this with your own money. You don't get your husband's money. So you got to be female, you got to love horses, and you got to use your own money. So if you lose your own money, your husband's not breathing down your neck. So we're completely footloose and fancy-free where the money is concerned. It's not a big amount, you see, so it's a big deal.
Trainer Irfan Gatala is the only male involved in the women's syndicates. With a new season approaching, he keeps a close eye on one of their more promising horses.
That's him, that's Sandokan. He's a very strong little fellow. He likes to gallop.
Irfan says he's delighted to have the female owners in his stable. The women tend to say they're involved in horse racing for fun rather than for winning. But he disputes this.
They do, actually. They love to win. They start screaming the moment the horse jumps out from the gate. So, they want to win. Everybody wants to win. It's a sport.
Everybody, including Silva. In 2003, she became the first woman in Indian racing history to win a derby. And then, in 2004, she won another one.
I was losing till the last 50 meter, and then I realized, hey, my horse was inching onto him, but it wasn't quick enough. So the last 50 meter, I just screamed, like, go! Like, you know, are you crazy? I mean, here, we're gonna lose. I scream and I beat this guy on the post. So this top jockey did come and say, I never seen anything like it. Like, wow, maybe there is something about talking to the horses. That was funny.
Silva says this victory did much to win over the local racing fans to the idea that women do have a place at the racetrack.
There was a standing ovation of like 15, 20,000 people. They were really went, wow, that was Bollywood. We got Bollywood in India. You guys got Hollywood, right? It looked like a Bollywood movie. It was great.
After a victory like that, the betting at Bangalore Turf Club is that the women are here to stay. For National Public Radio, this is Mandy Cunningham in New Delhi.